Hey everybody, it's Jack here. Normally when we do a Patreon preview, I'll try to find like a little piece of the episode that maybe gives a nice sample of what the full thing's going to be like, but I don't know what to do for this one. This week's Patreon episode features the lead singer of the band Trapped. If you're not familiar with Trapped, they had a hit song called Headstrong from 2002. They're a hard rock, new metal band that many of you are probably familiar with, but you maybe don't know. But more specifically, they've been causing a lot of trouble on the internet recently. They've been getting in tons of fights, posting hundreds of tweets per day, just stirring up a lot of headlines and controversies, and specifically fighting with a lot of different bands, too, all in defense of President Donald Trump and conservative causes. They've kind of come out real strong. And in this episode, I believe that I am the first person to really reach out and decide to talk to Trapped. So one of the many weird things I've found myself doing during the quarantine. In fact, I started to feel a little surreal typing out featuring Trapped in this week's Patreon episode title. But if you want to, I'm just going to play a random part of it. But if you want to hear the full thing, you're going to have to cough up those $5. So anyway, this week, here's a taste of the Patreon episode featuring Trapped and also featuring Riley Gale of Power Trip and, of course, Brandon. So here's a little taste. If you like it, patreon.com/yeahbutstill.
I know 4 weeks from now, there's going to be crime. There's going to be some crazy, crazy stuff happening. You know, it's not going to be good when people are out of work and even the drug dealers can't freaking make money because nobody's got any money to buy drugs or anything like that. So I don't know where we're going to be in a few weeks. So I think when the pain is too much for the average American, that's when we're going to open it back up. You know, and I think that you just have to feel the climate.
Man, you're a lot more reasonable than I expected you to be, honestly, based off reading your tweets.
I mean, you know, the tweets thing, I'm just trying. I only come.
How many do you think you posted in the last month?
Oh, I don't know.
You might be up to like 20,000 or something in the last month.
Maybe. I love the idea that someone who's like, you know, they're doing whatever they're doing in their lives, like come and talk, you know, talk about me and a big song we had that I'm totally proud of, and I have no problem with anyone saying, oh, you only have one huge hit. And it's like, yeah, it was the number one alternative rock song of last decade. 2003 to 2010, and just the amount of spins that alternative stations gave it. So I'm very happy with it. It's given us an awesome career, and you know, we're just very fortunate, you know. And so it's just like how dare you come at me and say, you know, I shouldn't even be getting upset about that stuff, but I'm, you know, probably a sensitive guy, and so I
your head strong, you'll take them on.
Headstrong and a sensitive dude. So, you know, I want other people to feel like they have the same right to stand up for themselves. So it's more just kind of like, here's how I am when I'm unapologetically me, you know, and I'm just going to say whatever I want, and I'm going to come back and defend myself every time, you know, and I hope that other people feel like they can say what they need to say too, instead of biting their tongue, you know.
I was reading some of the arguments you've been having. There was a period where you're arguing with a lot of what I call warp tour bands.
The Ward Alive.
You were referencing a lot of trash cans, people being thrown into trash cans in high school.
Yeah. Well, that
was a theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, were you on the receiving end or the giving end in high school of trash can throwing?
I've never thrown anyone in a trash can, and no one's thrown me in a trash can. It's a joke. It's like, you know, the joke of people who listen to Headstrong is that they're like the bodybuilders and they drink Monster Energy and they're just like ready to party and rock and go crazy. And so I'm sure there's some like that, but there's plenty of people who like our softer songs like Echo and Contagious and songs that are not like Headstrong at all or new metal in any possible way. So, you know, I just was making fun of my own band by saying that, you know, like, oh yeah, well, we are the jocks who are going to throw you into the garbage can.
You're kind of self-aware with that.
You're the metal nerds who were sitting at home all the time learning your scales, and now you're in a band. Cool. You know, so it's just a joke. You know?
So You sound like you're joking more than probably people think, but
yeah.
Okay, what argument you've had, like hundreds of arguments in the past month. Which one made you the most mad?
Oh, dude.
Like which specific person?
I can't even tell you, man. It's just one person that I'm having all of this with. You know, it's like a nymphomaniac. She's going nailing a bunch of dudes, like hundreds of dudes. It's just one guy, really. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
It's just like all the Twitter.
Oh, you're the nympho.
It's like one person. So it might have a different Twitter handle and stuff, but it's just like another thing coming at me I'm going to respond to, you know? So I don't really look at the personal aspect of who I'm talking to, you know?
So you're the nymphomaniac in the situation.
I'm the nymphomaniac
and
in this situation.
All the Twitter users are the guys you're fucking.
All the same dudes. Yeah.
Got it. So it doesn't matter.
The other way around, but you know.
Yeah.
So you did notably,
fight with one of my friends Riley from Power Trip. I was enjoying watching that. What was your takeaway from that fight?
The guy was just, you know, oh, we'll sell more tickets than you in your hometown in the Bay Area or whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then he wanted to fight me. Like he wanted to get, you know, and get and do like a charity boxing match or something. I was like, no, let's just not have gloves at all. So much more fun. Just, you know, with no gloves.
You're down?
It's like, so I've said, hey, anytime, any place, come up and take a swing at me and we'll see what happens, you know? So I don't know the band. I've never heard of them.
You never listen to them?
Never listen to them, no.
You got to check them out.
All right.
I think you might like them.
I like all music, you know? And when someone's attacking you, You just figure out, you just like, what can I say about this person? And you don't know much about them. They're attacking you. So I'm just the type of person who like just feels this need to clap back, you know? I mean, that's the deal.